What's up, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Pondering Nerds Show. It's your boy, Nate. I'll be your host for the evening, and with me tonight, I have Mickey.
Hi, guys.
And Alyssa.
Hey.
And our man in the shadows, Lance.
Hey, what's going on?
Man in the shadows.
The shadows knows it all.
Well, speaking of superheroes, we kind of want to toss this out there because it was kind of big news to anybody who's a superhero fan and kind of follows comic books a little bit. Some big changes coming to Marvel. We have Thor, who is now female, and we have Captain America is being taken over by Falcon. So I kind of wanted to toss this around. I know we've seen changes in the comic book industry. You know, we've seen stuff progress. And is this just something new that we're going to have to adapt to? Or is this something that you guys think will quickly get taken away? Or where do you think they're going with this? Mickey, we'll start with you. What are your thoughts on female Thor and Falcon being Captain America?
I don't read those comics, unfortunately, so I'm not too familiar with the changes that have happened up to now, but just from my understanding of the abrupt change of what happened, I was really shocked by it all. I didn't see any of that coming, and it was understanding...
Can you explain to the viewers like what happened a little bit? Like, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Well, from my understanding of Thor becoming a woman. Thor, back in the day, rescued this woman from some danger, and she was brought under his wing, and she was really enthralled with who he was as a person, and she wanted to become someone like him, and the hammer, I forget the name of the hammer, but...
I can't say. I don't know.
I think it's Mjolnir. I don't know, but I like the way Ken Denning said it.
Yeah, Mjolnir. I call
Mjolnir. 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 So, yeah. Mjolnir is held by anyone who's worthy of it, and she was worthy, so she is now the new Thor. That's my understanding of it. If I'm wrong, guys, please correct me.
Nah, it sounds like you're spot on. I don't follow Thor comics either, but that's what I've been told by other people. That's what's happening. The hammer said, "Ah, fuck you, Thor," and so it's like, "I like boobs. Fine, goodbye." So, and apparently there's going to be two comic books. One is with him as disgraced Thor, and which he seems to have lost an arm. That's what I don't know how that happened, but I guess we'll find out in these two new comics that's coming out about this whole thing that's going on there.
It's just really it's really shocking. It's really very, very shocking, especially for someone who grew up with these characters, to have them change fundamentally out of nowhere. I would find that really jarring if I was a follower. Regular follower.
So this lady that's supposed to be turning into Thor, she was human at once, or?
I believe so.
Okay, so is she going to, like, take on the responsibilities of Thor and, like, protect Asgard and Earth? And
pretty
what does
much.
Odin have to say with all this? Like, you think Odin would have something to say about this? Like, that's his
we'll
son
see.
That's pretty much getting
cast
out.
I guess we'll see, yeah.
The drama! You know.
Anyway. Alyssa, what are your thoughts on Captain Falcon, or Captain America being replaced by Falcon?
I call him Fat Cap.
Cap Cap.
Bernie Feathers? I don't know.
I mean, I haven't really followed the comics that much, but I think it's cool, I guess, that Falcon is becoming, Captain America, but at the same time, it's like, I'm wondering why? Because isn't the point of Captain America, he's like this you know, he's a soldier that was injected with like the super serum, so he's like the super soldier. Like, so was Falcon injected in that with the super serum and took up the role of Captain America?
I'm not sure. Mickey, you said you read the article and you said something about him running out of serum or something like that?
Yeah, I think that I was reading another reference to another storyline for Captain America, because when I read the Marvel article about it, I didn't see that, but I did skim the article, so I didn't read it thoroughly.
Yeah, I'm reading.
I have no freaking idea.
I'm reading the first part of the article here. From what they're saying is somehow you're right, Mickey. He does run out. His super soldier serum is depleted. Like it's gone. So now he has to trade in his blues for a cane. So I guess somebody else has to take up that symbol as Captain America. Which is pretty interesting. I had like arguments, not really more of an argument, just more of an observation about Marvel and what they're doing with this whole thing. It's like, okay, Marvel is a big universe, and they have a very diverse set of characters, and you know, and they do have a lot of black characters as well. So it's like, I am a little bit, I understand why they're doing it, but I feel like this is lazy creativity. It's like they're trying to capitalize on the popularity of Captain America right now for the comic books, and I don't think it's not really translating very well, and I feel like it's a slap in the face of all the other black comic book characters, because you have other comic book characters that you can push, you know, like, hello, the Avengers, Black Panther, and then somebody's telling you, oh, it's being done, it's under wraps somewhere. It's like, why would you make that under wraps? Why would you make a Black Panther movie and be like, oh, it's a secret, don't tell anyone? It's like, no, this doesn't make any sense. But it's like, they have such a diverse set of characters. Why are you not pushing them? And, you know.
Or just creating new ones. Like, with the Thor character becoming a woman, why not create strong female characters that are just as badass as Thor? I think it's lazy, too.
They're shoehorning already popular characters and want to make... It's lazy creativity. And of course, they're getting exactly what they wanted. You know, people were talking about it. So,
I mean, I guess maybe the idea is like, I guess Falcon is supposed to be like good buddies with the Captain America, so maybe that's why he gave him the shield. But from what I'm reading, is that basically it's just still Falcon, but with Captain America colors and his shield.
Yeah, that's what it looks like to me. They just changed his color scheme. He's like, here you go. Good luck,
buddy.
Does
Falcon have any other superpowers that Captain America didn't? Like, is he bringing anything new to the table? I mean...
He can fly.
Are you serious? Like, Captain America can't fly. That just, like, fundamentally breaks down Captain America. You can't... I don't know. Just in my mind, he's not a flyer.
Falcon doesn't have any superhuman powers. Like, he's just a regular dude that the military created his... according to the movie, but I think according to the comic books, his wings were created by Tony Stark. And which makes sense in the movie as well, because Stark Industries made a lot of military weapons. So, that's the only thing he has over Captain America. He can fly. And that's about it. He's not strong. He's not a great tactician. He's just, you know.
He's just going to fly around and throw the shield around?
Yeah. It's like, take that! Ha ha ha! Boomerang! No, I
don't know, man. The choice is really weird. Like, I don't know. I don't follow comics too heavily. I've just never really heard of Falcon. Like, there could have been totally so many other people that kind of picked up that mantle. You know what I mean? Like, I know Nick Fury kind of is over S.H.I.E.L.D. and stuff, but even if it was like Nick Fury became, you know what I mean? Like, the whole thing behind Captain America is he's a leader type. He is the guy that kind of throws out the plans to the group and, you know, orchestrates everything. And, I mean, I'm not saying Falcon can't do it. I just don't know anything about Falcon. Like, I don't know. I've never really read into him much. It's just a weird character to kind of replace an iconic character. You know what I mean? Like, black or white, Asian, it doesn't matter what he, you know, what race he is. You know what I'm saying? It's just kind of a weird character choice to me as far as, like, replacing Captain America. You know what I mean? We saw this kind of recently in DC. I mean, in DC, they I don't know how many years. It wasn't too long ago. It was a couple years ago when they brought John Stewart out, right? Who's the black version of the Green Lantern.
Yeah.
You know, that was a big change for DC. So this could just be another, you know, a couple of years from now, it'll just be norm, you know what I mean? It'll just be something that we are familiar with, you know what I mean? But anyway, we're going to go ahead and wrap it up and end the segments. Please, guys, in the comments, let us know what your thoughts are on it. If there's any other crazy changes that we haven't talked about that you guys want to hear discussed, let us know. Be sure to follow us on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook. You'll be able to catch these on iTunes here very soon. So thank you guys for listening, and we hope to see you guys next time. Peace.
Peace out. Later.